practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast, originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio today to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing believers at a good, solid Bible-believing church. And this is a great day on the Christian calendar. It's Easter Sunday. I often refer to it more accurately as Resurrection Sunday, because this is the Sunday when Christians all around the world will be celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't serve a dead religious leader. We serve a risen Savior. He is alive, and He is alive forevermore. And that's going to be the focus of our program this morning. And we're going to begin with that great old hymn of the faith, I Serve a Risen Savior. He's in the world today. The actual title of the song is He Lives. Why don't you sing along with us?
I serve a risen Savior.
There are many proofs concerning the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and of course I'm going to be talking about that in my message this morning, but I will tell you that the greatest proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the way that He changes the lives of those who believe in Him. I have seen alcoholics, I have seen all sorts of people come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus who are living in the world of sin, and when they trusted Jesus Christ as Savior and He took up His permanent residency in their hearts, their lives were tremendously changed. Truly, the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ changes the lives of those who know Him through faith in His work on the cross. Yes, I remind you this morning that Jesus Christ is not a dead religious leader, but He is the risen Lord and Savior. and through his resurrection, all who call upon his name shall be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. I rejoice this morning that we have a risen Savior, not a dead religious leader, but a risen Savior. And you know what? He does live in my heart, and I trust that he lives in your heart. And one of these days, he's going to come back from heaven and take all of us who know him home to be with him in glory. And I say today, amen. So come, Lord Jesus. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and I trust that you are rejoicing in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ today. I also trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church and sing the songs of the resurrection and rejoice with others over the fact that we have a resurrected Savior. If you don't have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And then on the midweek, that is on Wednesday, we have special services for those of us who come and those of you who want to come. At 6:30, we have the children and youth ministry, along with our single moms ministry. And then at 7 o'clock, we have our prayer meeting and Bible study. And Dr. Chris Davis is giving us a great study through the book of Ephesians on a verse-by-verse basis. And so I'd invite you to drop by and visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And certainly, if we can serve you spiritually, please do not hesitate to contact us. We are in the middle of Missions Month here at Faith Baptist Church. Normally, we have a missions conference that goes for 4 or 5 days in the spring. But this year, we have dedicated the entire month of April to missions. And this morning, I'm going to be speaking on a subject that's entitled Missions, the Message of the Resurrection. Because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the privilege to proclaim the gospel and to explain the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ around the world. And I'm going to be preaching on that this morning, the Lord willing. And then tonight, Ken Dua, who is a Way of Truth Ministries missionary that we support here at Faith Baptist Church over in Ghana, is going to present his ministry to us by way of a video presentation. And so this is a great time for us to get together to focus on missions. On Tuesday evening, we are going to be having a ladies' missionary fellowship gathering here at the Faith Baptist Church with a missionary and now a pastor's wife, Janelle Yingling. She's going to be sharing some things that she's learned about missions. And so this will be open to all ladies on Tuesday evening at 6:30. And then Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we'll be gathering, as I said a moment ago, to pray. And this week, we will be praying that God will raise up new missionaries, not only from our church, but other Bible-believing churches to take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ around the world. Our theme this month is Forward in Faith for Missions, based upon Mark 16:15, where Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." I would encourage you to pray for us as we go through our missions week here, missions month, I should say, here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. But please don't hesitate to contact us if we can serve you. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then you can check out our website, and that web address is www.fbcaltoona.org. www.fbcaltoona.org. But it's a delight to have you there by the radio. Please don't hesitate to contact us if we can serve you spiritually speaking. Let's pray. Father, as we gather together today, we thank you for the resurrection of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to know that we do not serve a dead religious leader, but a risen Savior. And all around the world today, Christians will be celebrating the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, I want to thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to go to the cross, to suffer and bleed and die, paying the wage of our sin. and then coming forth out of that grave to give eternal life to all who call upon his name. It is my prayer, dear Lord, today that all those under the sound of my voice who are not yet saved, they've not yet trusted Christ as Savior, will this morning call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and be saved, that they might know the forgiveness of sins through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, take the broadcast today and use it according to your purpose and for your glory, and we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a great old hymn of the faith that relates to this time of the year, the Old Rugged Cross. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 4, verse 25 through chapter 5 and verse 1, where it speaks concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, "Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Romans chapter 4, verse 25 through chapter 5 and verse 1. Now, before I deliver a message entitled "The Infallible Proofs of Christ's Resurrection," let's listen to another great old hymn of the faith, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross."
The Prince of
When I think of the last part of that particular song, my mind always goes to Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, where it says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And how we can rejoice over the fact that Jesus Christ gave his life for us, but he didn't just die, he rose again on the third day, so that those of us who call upon his name might have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. How we can rejoice in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today I want to speak with you for a few moments on the infallible proofs of Christ's resurrection. And for this, let's turn to the book of the Acts, chapter 1. And I'd like to read with you verses 1 through 3. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, where the Word of God says, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles from whom he had chosen, to whom he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." And my key text there is verse 3, where it says in reference to Christ, "to whom he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things that pertain unto the kingdom of God." Yes, indeed, there are many infallible proofs concerning the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that word infallible is a very, very interesting word. It means to be incapable of making a mistake or being wrong. Incapable of making a mistake or being wrong. In other words, it speaks of that which presents demonstrated proof of that which is reality. In other words, there is a lot of proof of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, the proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so great. There are so many proofs of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ that his resurrection cannot be logically refuted. Jesus Christ is a living Savior. And today, just in passing, I want to share with you some of the great proofs of the resurrection. We don't have the opportunity to dig into any of these deeply, but I give them to you, and I would encourage you to consider them, and if you wish, dig into them on a deeper fashion yourself. The first proof of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is the proof of the empty tomb of Jesus. Keep in mind that when the ladies and others went to see the Lord Jesus' tomb, on the third day after his crucifixion, when they got to the tomb, it was empty. the angels stood by the gate or the door or the rock or the stone or the open area of the tomb, whatever you want to say, and said, "He is not here. He is risen." And as you recall, the angel actually invited them to go in to see the tomb, and they did. And in going in, the tomb was empty. That is a proof of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was placed in that tomb, but he rose again from that tomb, and that tomb today still stands empty. I've often said that you can go to see the tombs and the grave sites of many religious leaders, and those leaders are still in those graves. But you go to the grave of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is empty. The tomb is empty. He is not here. He is risen, and that's one of the proofs of his resurrection. The second proof of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is the proof to attempt to explain away the resurrection. Keep in mind, particularly as you read in Matthew chapter 28, verses 11 through 15, that after the resurrection occurred, the soldiers who were on guard to guard the particular tomb went into the city and told the authorities what they saw. In other words, they gave witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those soldiers who guarded the tomb of Christ saw Christ come out of the tomb. They saw the empty tomb. They heard the angel announce the resurrection. And so they went into the city to break this news to the authorities. And of course, when you read down through Matthew chapter 28, verses 11 through 15, you will tell that even though, or you will see that even though Christ came forth out of the grave and those guards were a proof of his resurrection, they were bribed to go into wherever they would go, the city and the country around Jerusalem, to tell people that his followers, that is the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, came and stole him away. Well, they were bribed to say that. That was a falsehood. And indeed, if Jesus Christ would have been stolen away by his friends and his followers, the soldiers would have been killed. But you see, they continued to live. But they were bribed to tell the rest of the people that Jesus did not come forth out of the grave, but rather his body was stolen. What a sad, sad situation that was. But that's the proof of the attempt to explain away Christ's resurrection. The third proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the many appearances that he had after his resurrection. When you read through the Word of God, you will find that there are at least 11 appearances of the Lord Jesus Christ revealed. Six of them were found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8 alone. But think about that. If Christ would have appeared to one person after his resurrection, that would have been proof that he was alive after his death. But he appeared to at least 11 different groups of people after his resurrection, and among those, at one point, he appeared before 500 people. And so you see, there is no doubt that the Lord Jesus Christ came forth out of that tomb. The fourth proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the proof of the suffering and the martyrdom of the early disciples. You know, when you read about the early disciples, you find that many of them were, by nature, meek and weak people. But after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, because they were convinced that he was alive, they became strong in their faith. Every one of them suffered for their faith, and every one of them but John died for their faith. And you see, they wouldn't have done that without Christ coming forth out of the grave. But they knew he was alive. They saw him after his resurrection, and that changed their lives from being meek and mild disciples to being strong, bold disciples proclaiming the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we see another proof of the resurrection is the proof of secular history. You can read down through secular history. As a matter of fact, last night I was doing this in one of the books that I have in my study, reading down through secular history. And many times over again, secular history speaks concerning the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know that we are living in a time when we say, well, you can't always believe in secular history, and that may be true, but secular history does speak concerning the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the greatest secular historians was Josephus, and Josephus, who was a Jewish historian, spoke in his writings about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Another proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the changed lives of those who follow him. You know, I've seen people come to Christ who were in all sinful lifestyles. I mean, they really were. But when they came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, their entire lifestyle and their way of living changed. That's only because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then a seventh proof of the resurrection of Christ is the proof of the founding and the continuance of the church and the Christian faith. You know, once the church was founded, it went through a lot of persecution, a lot of destruction, a lot of anxiety, but it continues today. And the reason why the church and the Christian faith continues today is because Jesus Christ truly did come forth out of the grave. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that as Christians, we do not serve a dead religious leader. We serve the resurrected Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's give him the praise. Let's give him the glory. And let's share the message of the resurrection with others, that they too might come to know him whom to know aright is life eternal and life abundant. Now go to church today and rejoice in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. God bless you. Have a great day. Have a great week. And until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for the resurrected Jesus Christ could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services. Wednesday is 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.